Welcome back to Radiant Women, igniting women to live brilliantly. This is your host, Pastor Cynthia Palmer, and today we're speaking with Amy Bauman, the author and motivational speaker and founder of For His Glory Ministry. Amy was telling us before we took a break about meeting this gentleman that she had prayed for, that God specifically brought him with all the characteristics that were on her good list. So now you're dating, and what happens next?
Yes, absolutely. So now we're dating. We're figuring everything out. We dated for a year, and a year after we started dating, he proposed. The beautiful thing is he proposed to me at our youth group in front of all of the kids.
Aww.
So in front of my own kids, in front of all the kids that I was a youth group leader for, and it was a beautiful...
Oh, I bet everybody clapped.
Yes, and they videoed it. It was a beautiful engagement. So I'll fast forward. We were married, married for a year, and I hit a plate glass window.
Oh, no.
Yes.
What happened?
Everything that had been from my first marriage, all of my issues, all of my pain... everything that I had experienced as I was growing up kind of rushed in. And I asked God, why? Why would you bring me into this marriage? I could definitely see Kurt struggling, still with some grief from his first marriage. And it was very, very painful. And it was a really good time for me to kind of reevaluate my life and where I had been and my journey. And I ended up going to a Lenten service early morning, right before, obviously, the Lenten series at church. And they asked, are you thirsting for God? Is there anything in your life where you're seeing that you need God? And I realized that it was my marriage. I realized that I had taken, you know, all of the pain, all of the struggles from my previous marriage, and we were still living with that every day. And so I was filled with all of this bitterness and resentment. And
were you doing the mania stuff
pain.
Again or no?
I wasn't,
good.
But I was very angry. I was very bitter, and that started to choke out the love.
Oh.
At the time, my really good friend, she's still my really good friend, invited me to a day of prayer. And I reluctantly agreed, but I really couldn't deal with myself anymore. I didn't like who I was becoming. So this day of prayer was with her and another woman who we sat, and it took us about 8 hours, and we went through all of these different prayers. And I went back to my earliest memory as a child, walked me through my childhood years, my parents' divorce, my diagnosis of bipolar, my marriage, my current marriage, and we prayed over every aspect of my life. And at the end, we prayed over my mental illness and that God would heal me from that. And I got to tell you, I walked in to that day carrying luggage. Like I looked like I was traveling for a year-long journey. And I walked out carrying my purse.
You left it all at the foot of the cross.
I left it all there. And it was amazing. And on the way home, I really felt different. I felt healed. And so I asked God, I need a sign from heaven to know that I can go off my medication. I mean, this was a big thing. They tell you never go off your medication. And so I prayed that I would see a shooting star. And I heard God tell me.
Is it dark out or not?
No, at the time, I mean, I prayed.
Okay.
I want to see a shooting star.
Okay.
And there was nothing.
Okay.
And so I prayed, and I kind of heard the Holy Spirit tell me to wean off of my pills. So I weaned off my pills for a week. And at the end of that week, I was driving into work, and I couldn't believe that I was off my medication. And I started all of this fear, and these questions started rushing in. And as I drove down the hill on Lakewood, and I looked up in the sky, there was my shooting star. And I have not seen one since. And that was just God telling me that I was
You're
on the
okay.
right path, and
wow.
I was making the right decisions, and that I was completely healed.
So now when you came home, did your husband accept your healing right away, or was he skeptical?
Well, I didn't tell him.
Oh.
I didn't tell him for about a month.
Okay.
And at the end of that month, I said, so I want to ask, how do you think I'm doing? How do you see me? How have I been this last month? And he goes, you've seemed different. You've seemed great. You've seemed, you know, wonderful. And then I told him, I went off all of my medication, and God completely healed me at that day of prayer. And so that was hard for him. But as day rolled into day and he could see that I was changed, he believed, and it was wonderful.
Wow. Thank you, Lord.
Absolutely. Praise God. So from there, and that was in 2013 that I was healed, we had the opportunity to go to Guatemala and do a mission trip together. I went there in 2015. In 2016, I believe, I had the opportunity to go to Israel and do Walking the Text. And from when I came home and God had said it was time to tell my story, God has just been working in these amazing ways with my online devotional, with the Forest Glory Ministry, with my first book that came out in 2017 called In Over My Head.
So now your first book, how long did it take you to actually write the entire book, get it edited and get it out and put it on the market?
It took about a year. Okay. Now I had a lot of journal entries, a lot of things that I could pull from to put the book together. But it took about a year, and it was released last May. And
You have to have an editor and all that kind of
stuff?
Oh,
yeah, all that good stuff.
All right, okay.
Yep, and they were wonderful to work with. But it was very, I had a lot of creative freedom, and it's my story. It's very, transparent, and it talks about my journey and about my healing. And I think a lot of people can relate to it because I think we've all been touched in some way by divorce and bankruptcy and mental illness and depression. And whether it's in our own lives or in our families and friends' lives. And I think someone can find something relatable in the story to their own story.
And the fact that it's not really shameful. The enemy tries to make you feel shame over these things, but even that diagnosis, you know, it's like having cancer or diabetes. It's
absolutely.
Like you didn't plan it.
No.
You know, but the enemy tries to shame us. But praise
yes, exactly.
God, you got delivered and the book is exciting. So now what's next for you on the horizon?
Well, yesterday, my second book came out, and that's a children's book, and that's called Looking for God. God kind of snuck that in and gave me that, and I'm very excited to see what happens with that. And then I've now, I've written and completed my third book, which is called Living on the Waves, and that's a daily devotional, 365 days. And I really feel like if you've read my first book, this devotional is going to give you the tools to help you grow closer to God. And it's not just your average devotional. It's broken down by the month. So each month you will purposefully look at a specific topic. And over that whole month, you'll work on becoming your authentic self or leaving the desert for the promised land or going through the month of with Proverbs or finding out why Jesus being born, Christmas changed everything. So it's a really intentional spiritual tool that will help you and your walk and
so
living on the waves.
Okay, so as you created Living on the Waves, how did you put together what went where as far as scriptures and topics?
Well, that was all God also. I think a lot of it came from my online daily devotional, which is on Facebook, For His Glory Amy Bauman. That is an online daily devotional that right now reaches over 336,000 people.
Now spell your name, Amy, because
your
name is unusual. When you say Amy Bauman, people are going to write A-M-Y.
Yes, yes, so, thank you. So my name is Amy, A-M-M-I-E, and Bauman is B-O-U-W-M-A-N. And you can find that online daily devotional at For His Glory Amy Bauman on Facebook.
That's exciting.
Yes.
So what kind of feedback have you been getting from that?
From the daily devotional,
yes.
I have a lot of people that follow, obviously, daily, a lot of people interacting, people that I'm able to pray for, people that pray for me. And I really feel that it's a community. It's a community of believers that are just walking this life together and can count on each other. And I feel like they are blessed by what God, you know, is telling them each day and how to live their life.
So how did it grow so organically?
That's also God. I mean, he...
Did you market it, though?
I did.
You did?
I did.
Okay.
I run a small ad throughout the United States and abroad, just as an invitation, to...
On Facebook?
On Facebook.
Okay.
Just looking, are you looking for an encouraging, prayerful way to start your day? And it's amazing, but hundreds of people are liking the ad and following from that invitation. And I think that there's a lot of people out there searching for God, searching for encouragement, and are wanting to be fed.
So now that could also lead into a Facebook Live, like a live on, you know, devotional.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Yes.
So you have a lot of possibilities there, and it could also be the platform to be selling books from.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Yes. And God has really orchestrated all of this. I mean, over the last 2 years, everything has come together very quickly, from the books to the online presence to even For His Glory Ministry, which now became officially a nonprofit ministry in January of this year.
Congratulations, because that's hard to get through that not-for-profit status.
It is. It is. And again, he orchestrated that out. It's based on two things, word and deed. Word is the online daily devotional, and the deed is reaching people internationally, globally, locally, finding out ways that people need to be helped. And we raise the money and give that money to those people. So whether we're helping people locally with kidney transplants or house rebuilds or ministries for mental illness, or we're building church in Zambia, which we just helped finish. And that was that's wonderful. I felt so blessed to be a part of that. And I will be posting the pictures of the finished church here within the next month. So
now, if I were a donor and gave a donation to your ministry, what's the percentage that actually goes into the ministry versus administrative costs?
So as of today, 100% of all of the funds that have been received have gone back into the ministry. I'm so pleased and that I can say that.
How rare that is?
I know. But God is making it happen. He's allowing me to be able to. I mean, that's why I work part time. That's why I write and speak and all of that. The funds that I receive from that, you know, are to help pay the groceries and the electric bill. But every dollar that has come in through For His Glory Ministry has gone back out to the people. And I'm praying that I can continue to do that for as long as possible, as long as God is equipping me and giving me the funds, you know, to pay for, you know, printer ink and advertising and envelopes and newsletters and all of that.
So do you ever have a fundraiser?
Actually, I just did my first Facebook fundraiser for the remaining funds we needed for the church, and I published it, went to church on Sunday, and within 2 hours, we had raised $530, and it was done.
Oh, my.
It was amazing. So I will definitely, you know, do something like that again.
Well, the Lord definitely has His hand on you.
He does.
So, Amy, in closing, what would you say to the women out there that want to do something, that have a passion like you did to write a book or to just step out into ministry?
I would say that all of us have a story. All of us, I feel, in our lifetime, and if you haven't, you are so blessed, but all of us at one point or another have been broken or have been had a struggle or have had a divorce or a mental illness or have dealt with depression or have dealt with bankruptcy. And this is living in a fallen world. When God breathed life in, none of this was the original plan. And when we first sinned, that's what happened. We got all of this brokenness. But your testimony, your story can help other people and can be an encouragement and can be used for God's glory. So I would say whatever you want to do in word or in deed for people, do it with God's glory, for His intentions in mind, and never stop believing the truth, which is that you are amazing and you're beautiful, and God has created you for a purpose and a grander design.
Amy Bauman, you've been excellent, and we thank you so much. Have a glorious day.
Thanks so much for having me, Cindy.